Hey there, welcome to Made in Japan, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. This is my podcast about Japan, but it's not just your run-of-the-mill Cool Japan podcast. I want to explore a side of Japan besides sushi and sumo, anime and video games. But I'm here to extrapolate and meditate with the local people that your travel guide doesn't touch on. People from all walks of life, sharing their stories, their trials and tribulations, and their successes. People who are hungry for making it, and people who have made it. This podcast are my talks with them. So, you know, as we're nearing the end of 2018, usually Japan, behaves differently than most of the Western countries towards the new year. Most often, people who live and work in Tokyo go back to their respective hometowns and gather with their family, kind of like how it is in the United States with the Thanksgiving. So New Year's Eve and New Year's Day usually is a time of Japanese people trying to meet up with their loved ones. And also, individually, Japanese people tend to try to kind of cleanse their soul, as well as also cleaning their houses, but also cleanse their soul and cleanse their mind, kind of like refresh themselves and open their minds to looking forward to the new year and new changes that they probably would like to make for themselves, or improvements that they would like to make for themselves for the next year. And so therefore, my next guest is Kuna Yoon. She is a yoga instructor at Gold's Gym in Minami Aoyama, but she's also the director there, an events director. She does many yoga events outside of the gym, and she often does, I believe she still does, private yoga lessons to people who are interested with her type of yoga. As you're going to hear, she will talk about her experiences of how she started becoming a yoga teacher as an early age of 20, I believe, and then she moved to the States to study more and get some qualifications to do the type of yoga she does. I thought this would be a fitting time to chat with Kuna, and hopefully she can give us some knowledge and some advice on the benefits of yoga, and hopefully that would help all of us, I hope, to start the new year in a more positive and a more energetic mindset. So here we go. Why don't you like running again?
Well, because it's cold.
Yeah.
I have to change my clothes, and I have to take a shower after running, and then will take so many times.
So how long do you when you do run?
Mm-hmm.
What's the longest time you've taken?
10 minutes.
It's like nothing.
At the cardio at the fitness club, I can watch TV, and maybe I can run forever.
Oh, so you need TV to go running?
Yes.
That's super terrible.
Yeah, I know.
You go to the nature.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, I'm here at, what's the name of this gym? It's called Mellow Flow. Mellow Flow Women's Shape
Gym.
Yes.
Two studios. Studio is for workout and boxercise.
Oh, okay.
And Mellow Flow is all about yoga.
Okay, but we are here at the Boxercise studio.
Yes.
But you are not a Boxercise teacher.
No.
and I'm so happy to have my guest today. Her name is Kuna. Kuna Yun, right?
Yes, Kuna Yun.
And I'm happy that she can come onto my podcast to talk about her life and her job.
Yes.
What do you do, Kuna?
I have a couple of jobs.
Yep.
I am a yoga instructor, first of all, and I am a director of Metal Flow, which is here, and Gold Gym, Minami Aoyama, Tokyo.
Wow, so you're running around from
two branches
here. Mm-hmm. So this studio is a product of Gold's Gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Our head company is same.
Yes. Same, okay. So you are the super yoga instructor of Gold's
super,
Gym.
No. I've been working very long time at Gold.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, you've been. I've seen you like through your Instagram that you have a lot of events happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a busy woman.
Yes.
But let's start first about you becoming a yoga instructor.
Yes.
Tell me, how did it start for you? Like, what was the inspiration or what was the motivation?
Okay, so when I worked as an employee at Gold Gym Harajuku, which is 24 hour open, and I worked so hard, and when I was 20 years old, and I had a back hernia.
Mm. Mm. 20 years old?
Yes, I was too young to become that, you know?
Yeah.
Program, and I was, wow, and what am I gonna do
with
this body?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything, any workout and any yoga, of course. And then I start searching, like, what is good for my back.
Right.
And then I started yoga. Uh-huh. Some people told me that maybe yoga helpful. Mm. And then I started yoga. Mm. And after 6 months, and my backache has gone.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Did you go to a yoga studio at first?
Well, fitness club.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And I took only yoga class, no workouts, just only took yoga class, and then only 6 months, and then done.
Wow. I wonder, was it just being relaxed and stretching out?
My body is too tight, not flexible at all, and I have bad shisei.
Okay, like your pelvis
area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And then I fixed it.
Yeah.
And I have good shape. Yeah, and then my back was gone.
Okay.
So I thought, wow, yoga is amazing.
Wow.
And then I started, like, I want to study more about yoga.
Sure.
And I took classes and I took a teacher training.
Yeah, how do you do that? Like, where do you go first to take yoga instructor classes?
Instructor class.
Yeah.
I think the very important thing is, you know, there's many yoga instructor course in Tokyo.
Right.
So many. Yeah. And I think important thing is who you want to learn from.
Okay.
You know, you have to find a good teacher for you.
That's hard though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like yoga is so popular these days in the
city. Teacher is like 100, 1,000.
So is it like in music where if you have a specific music teacher that's like really good at like rock or good at jazz or classic, is that the same with yoga?
Yes,
like there's
same,
a different
same.
School?
Different school, different like a style of yoga, so many different.
Okay.
So some yoga really fits me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I found in Hiroo called B Yoga Japan.
B Yoga Japan, okay.
So they teach Ishuta Yoga, which is basically Hatha Yoga, Ishuta Yoga.
Okay.
It's from New York style, basically yoga.
Not India.
but Ishuta, the creators of Ishuta Yoga is run from India.
Yeah.
So maybe roots is India.
The roots, of course, of course. Now, what this New York yoga? What is it? What makes it different from the other yoga?
It's hard to explain, but it's very focused on like how to do pose very safely and more comfortably.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's good for me.
Okay, so it was mostly the teacher there was focusing more on poses.
Yes.
Did you do any power yoga? Like where they do
power yoga.
Strength yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I really like it.
Okay.
But I took a teacher training course at the B Yoga Japan. And then after taking classes, after I finished my course, and then I realized I'm not enough to teach yet.
Why did you think that?
Well, no.
Just you don't feel confident?
Yeah, right,
okay,
right.
Okay.
And enough knowledge. And
how long are the classes? How long does it take to for you?
My course was maybe 3 months.
Okay.
Mm.
And like every day studying?
Yeah, four.
That's intense.
Yeah, 4 days a week.
That's a lot of relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be sleeping. I'd be like sleeping for like 10 hours every day. Did your mental mind, you know,
change
as well?
Yes.
So how did it feel that time? Like, so you said you were feeling tight, and then now you're feeling more open mind.
Mm. You know, people say like, if body is flexible, your mind is flexible too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean, my mind was more like open heart.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And I can be more kind to others.
Before you weren't.
Do
you?
Yeah.
And then after yoga,
okay.
Love and peace.
Peace. That's right.
That's great though. So did you feel, I wonder, so before the low yoga instructing lessons, did you feel that you became more positive?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Right. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So, okay, now you go through the yoga lessons.
Okay.
And then
after finish my teaching class, and I wanted to learn more at New York. And I decided to go to New York.
That's when that's when I first met you.
Yes, I think.
You're like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
I'm Yokuna. I'm going to New York. I'm like, that's great. I just came from that area.
Yeah.
I'm in Japan now.
That's right. But before I met that yoga, I never spoke English.
That's right. Yeah. But when I first met you, your English was okay.
Maybe after I taking like maybe
lesson.
Eon.
Right.
School
okay.
at Eon.
Right, like the English school, private English lessons.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so you made it, you graduated, let's
mm-hmm,
say,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to New York.
Yes. Oh, New York was,
how was
amazing.
It? Sure.
I loved it.
It's probably the first, like, for people that when they come to Tokyo for the first time,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
foreigners that come here, it's probably the same feeling, maybe?
I think so.
Okay.
I went to, like, Times Square.
Yeah.
Wow, it's New York.
Were you dancing in Times Square?
I pay many chips for like a performer.
Yes.
Maybe so, perfectly tourist.
Yeah, you're the perfect target.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sancho Liberty, right? chip.
And everyone's like, wow, look at this lily.
Yeah.
Let's follow her. Okay, so did you find, so you went that yoga studio in Hiro
mm-hmm.
that does a New York yoga
base
thing.
Right.
So you went to that school in New York?
That school in Manhattan.
How long?
4 months, I guess.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Okay.
And I took other studio too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I met like power yoga, which is like workout
See,
yoga.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
We're like, you're like actually like,
mm-hmm.
I guess, do you say hot yoga?
Hot yoga, yes.
Okay. So because that's like, it's almost like everybody talks about like crossfitting, but I think power yoga is almost the same.
Yeah,
as
almost
like
same.
But I think it's
sweat.
Yeah, you're sweating. Well, I sweat every day.
Mm.
Maybe I don't need it.
Maybe you don't need it.
Never mind. Okay, so you practice that power yoga?
Mm-hmm. And I'm into it.
Yeah.
And after I come back, and I started teaching power yoga.
Huh. Is it different doing power yoga for women? Or is it the same type of class with men and women?
Oh, men and women, it's same.
Same, okay.
Mm.
Okay. So when you came back to Japan, was it popular, the power yoga?
Oh, become popular.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Getting popular.
So you were like one of the pioneers.
No, yeah. There's many famous DJ in Tokyo.
Okay, okay. Mm. So you come back and then you, well, what did you learn from America that when you came back to Japan, you feel like it was a good lesson for you?
Mm.
What did you learn?
Maybe, like, you know, yoga is come from India, but more like a physical things,
okay,
and meditation, okay, and, you know, like a, but the yoga is now moved to America. America is more like workout.
Right.
And so mix the yoga philosophy and workout.
Right.
So make new genre of yoga,
right.
Which is power yoga, and spread all over the world.
So do you think the, you know, yoga has a deep roots with Hinduism and, mm-hmm, and the religion?
Yes.
Do you think in New York, mm-hmm, and maybe also Tokyo, is it the Hindi, the religious aspect, mm-hmm, the religious element?
Yes.
Is it kind of disappeared in?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
So some yoga teachers in America, they changed to Christian to Buddhist.
Yes, yeah, I noticed that too.
But in Japan, we have no religion. Religion, yes.
Yeah.
So not really care about that.
Okay.
More so, like workout and physical things.
So you don't have? Do you have students that come in that they feel they want to feel religion?
Religion, yeah. Maybe the people who wants that, yeah, they go other studios for more focus on more like religion and meditation.
So here's like sweat.
Yes, right. Yeah, my students only want to sweat. Lose weight. Because goes in, right?
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to, you know, shape their body and more fun.
You don't have to tell me specifically, but what types of students do you usually come?
Oh, because you know, I like music, like hip hop, many, you know, fun music,
and
workout and abs and squat. And
I feel like this is a CrossFit class.
kind of. So my students are almost like want to, you know, have fun time.
Sure.
More exercise and things and flexible.
Okay.
Stretching.
Okay. So, what made you decide to do more, you know, not just in one gym? Now you're like doing directing and you're also organizing yoga events as well.
And I also writer of Yoga Journal Japan.
That's amazing. What is your motivation for that? Why did you start doing that? Because I think there's a lot of yoga teachers that are probably just happy just being only a yoga teacher. But you're pushing it. You're expanding and trying to expose more people to yoga. What is that fire? Where does that come from? Where?
Of course, I really love teaching yoga.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really like the direct something.
Sure.
Like, you know, this studio or like magazine or website and. I really like creating something. So I like teaching and writing and director and many things.
So what recently? What are events that are you organizing now?
Oh, my Gojin Miname Aoyama branches. They are
so
also.
We should tell the listeners Miname Aoyama. It's kind of next to Shibuya.
Yes.
And Minami Aoyama is like, it's kind of like a Beverly Hills.
Celebrity.
Very big celebrity area for shopping
and
hanging out, right? So your Joel's Gym is
Gojin, yes. That Gojin is more focused on the studio than weights.
I see.
And then I make event. It's called Yoga Party.
Is everyone
and I call DJs and I call like 10 teachers and then they just like enjoy music and many different kind of classes, 5 classes a day.
Wait, so it's an all day event,
that's right, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
so it's like instead of a music festival, it's a yoga festival.
Yes, right.
That's insane.
Like Fuji Rock. Yeah, kind of.
The Fuji Rock of yoga. So what is it called again? What's the
yoga name? Party?
Yoga party.
Yeah, okay. January 14th.
Okay. Do you have this every month or every year?
No, no. This is special.
A really special time. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of yoga.
Yeah, yoga teacher coming. And powered by Reebok.
Oh.
Yeah, we collaborate in
with Reebok. Okay, yes. I see. So when are you going? When is your class?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't teach.
Oh, okay. You're just organizing. Yeah,
yes.
Oh, okay. Who is like the headliner? Who is the top teacher, I guess?
Yes, many teachers are famous in Japan.
Okay.
But maybe Riko-san. Okay. She's an awesome model and yoga instructor, okay. And Reebok ambassadors. And
okay. Yeah, later on for this episode, I'm gonna post a link of
yoga party,
and then you know
it's gonna
studio.
Be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to know what is your future goals like for being
future
a yoga teacher?
Goals.
What is something that you wish you'd like to do with your career?
My goal is keep my job that I do now. I want to, you know, teach more classes, and then I wanna hopefully I can like direct more branches at Gojin.
Sure.
And then I also, you know, go somewhere in foreign countries.
Can foreigners take your class?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Because Gojin has many foreigner members.
Okay.
Maybe it's, so sometimes the people come.
So, but of course you're instructing in Japanese.
Japanese, yes.
Right, but would you like to try instructing in English?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I see that there's foreigners in my class.
Yeah.
And I sometimes mix in English and Japanese.
That's amazing. Yes. So it's very easy for people to come in and be like, well,
yes.
What is she doing? Mm-hmm. But it's easy.
Yeah, very easy. Like inhale, exhale. Yeah. Raise right arm, raise left arm.
And downward dog.
Downward dog. Move your spine.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah. Down dog.
Now, so how would you convince someone like me? Because I do yoga in my home with like an app, like a yoga app that I pay.
Oh, really? You do?
I do. And to be honest, the reason I started yoga because as a runner, especially in the cold season, like now, after running, I find that, stretching is important. So after I run like a long distance, like 10 kilometers or more, I find yoga to be very relaxing and very good for, especially as you said, like the pelvis area, the thighs area. And, you know, I'm super tired, but I go home and I lay out the yoga mat.
Okay.
And it's about 10 minutes. I just do like that yoga. I forgot the name of the yoga app. I can't look it up right now. But it's like super easy. And like it's like a 10 minute post-run yoga stretch. I like that. But how can you convince me to come to like, let's say your lesson or a yoga studio? What would it take? Is it the big difference between myself? And
I think it's a big difference because
okay.
if you do like wrong poses and you get hurt.
Sure.
And, but my teacher teaches that we can see like we can collect the pose.
So you can like when you see a pose
adjustment.
Do you like actually like grab the person's leg and be like
no. Yeah, sometimes I do that.
And you're like, oh, it's fine.
I do, but
that's a smart teacher.
But you know, I can fix the poses
okay.
of every single student.
I guess my next question is, what's your advice for a beginner yoga student? What do you recommend?
People started yoga with DVDs and
YouTube
and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's better to start with teacher in your person and started getting like used to it to do yoga and you can do at home but first maybe you should teach from the teachers learn from the teachers
so I could be doing some poses terribly wrong but it still feels good.
Come to my class.
Okay.
I can grab your leg and then
flip me over. And then I'll probably run away.
Yeah. I can imagine that. I also do hot yoga. Uh-huh. There's hot yoga in Aoyama.
Okay.
Or gym, yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah, tell me about hot yoga. How is this different from...
Oh, sweat.
It's just more sweat.
Yeah, really sweat.
Yeah, yoga is just a lot of sweat.
Maybe you get lost like three kilograms.
Yeah. But don't you feel tired? Like
I do.
Okay.
So how I feel good also.
Sure. Mm. Now, before we recorded, you told me it's not good to eat before doing yoga.
Oh, yes, because, you know, your body is back and forth.
Yeah.
You get, if you have anything in stomach, maybe you feel...
Let it all out.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like swimming. Like, you shouldn't really eat so much before swimming. Because it's kind of...
Maybe 2 hours before yoga classes.
Okay. So... Finally, yes. I want to know now. Please give the listeners your opinion. What about a yoga teacher that would like to come to Japan and teach yoga in Japan? Are there any different ways to, instead of another country, what's the best way to come to Japan as a yoga teacher?
Oh, as a yoga teacher, yeah. I think foreigner teachers are getting very popular because we like foreigner teachers.
You feel exotic.
Yes.
You mentioned yoga.
So if you want to teach yoga in English in Japan, so maybe you can have opportunity at Go Gym.
Okay.
Introduce any other studios.
Great. So basically, if I find a foreigner yoga teacher, I'll send them right to you.
Yes, okay. Please introduce me. Okay. I can direct.
Okay. Was there anything that you advice for just being... what's your advice for people trying to be successful?
Successful?
In Japan?
Maybe do yoga.
Just do yoga.
Yoga helps. Be calm and be happy.
Yeah.
Be peaceful and good to, people.
Yeah, I think the reason, I know the reason why I chose you as a guest is because when I started doing the yoga by myself, which might be bad, but part of it was that with the exercise that I do with running and swimming, part of it was that my mind became much more calm and relaxed, and especially in a very stressful city like Tokyo, which is a really high-paced city, fast-paced, high energy. There are times where you just gotta have to block everything out and just kind of refresh your mind. And this season, right, the end of the year, New Year season, is the perfect time to start thinking about yoga to kind of reset your mind and relax. So I think. That's why I this thought that you would be a great guest to that.
Thank you.
But anyways, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Hopefully in the future, maybe I'll have you get back as a guest. Maybe we'll do a little yoga party.
Wow.
With a, that's gonna be fun. A yoga party with all your teachers. And a DJ, right?
DJ, yes.
Okay. So, Kuna, last thing, where can people find you or follow you on social media? Where they can...
I have Instagram.
Okay.
Named Kunita.
Kunita.
Yeah.
That's...
my nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Colombia friends gave me Kunita. Kunita.
That's where it comes from.
Yes.
Okay, Kunita. So Kunita,
K-U-N-I-T-A.
Okay, perfect. So they can follow you in your Instagram?
Yes. And goldgym.jp.
Okay, goldgym.jp.
And Mellow Flow.
Mellow Flow. Do they have an Instagram as well?
Yeah, okay. Instagram and homepage.
Okay, I'll put it all in the episode links and stuff. And,
In department, it's very convenient.
Yeah, it is really convenient to be...
Women only.
Oh, sorry. It was a little strange entering this section of the department store, and everyone's like, can I help you? But thank you so much.
No, thank you.
All right.
It's good to see you.
It was really good to see you. Keep it going.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that was Kuna Yoon. I just want to thank her again for being such an awesome guest and taking the time out of her busy schedule to have a chat with me. You can follow Kuna on her Instagram. Her Instagram handle is Kunita, K-U-N-I-T-A. Also, her studios that she works at, both Gold's Gym Japan and Mellow Flow, they're also on Instagram as well. Gold's Gym Japan, all one word, and then Mellow Flow dot studio. Once again, the Instagram for Gold's Gym Japan is just one word, Gold's Gym Japan, and then the handle for the Mellow Flow studio is Mellow Flow dot studio. And you can also hit up their websites, goldsgym.jp and mellowflow.jp. If anyone, you know, as you said in the chat, if anyone is interested with their you know, Kuna's organizing a big New Year yoga party, I believe it's January 14th next month. You can check out the Minami Aoyama site. From the Gold's Gym big website, and they should have it posted there if you know, for the information for the party. Sounds like it's going to be a non-yoga yet yoga party with a DJ. I don't know how that works, but it sounds like it's going to be kind of intense and upbeat. You are listening to Made in Japan, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. I just want to say I hope you guys had a great winter holiday, and I'm looking forward to the next year, 2019, with you guys. I'm looking forward and very excited to talk with the guests of next year, and I hope that you guys can all have a chance to listen. You can follow me through my Facebook, which is Made in Japan Podcast Facebook page, and also on my you can follow me on my Instagram, Made in Japan Podcast. That's at Made in Japan Podcast. You know, feel free to like or subscribe or comment on whatever podcast platform that you're using, whether it's iTunes or Google or Spotify or Stitcher or whatever. That's my show should be available in all of them. If not, please definitely email me or send me a message. And my email address as well is japanmademe@gmail.com. That's, you know, for anyone who's interested about anything that I'm doing with the podcast, or even if you have an interest to being interviewed, or if you know someone that wants to be interviewed, feel free to, you know, hook me up with an email. And what else? Yeah, that's about it. Thank you for listening, and once again, have a happy new year. In Japan, I believe it's the next year is the year of the boar. That's like according to the Chinese zodiac calendar. So have a happy 2019 boar year. All right. Take care, guys. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.